Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Before he left office, former Governor Terry McAuliffe gave financially strapped college students a break, $46 million in new financial aid for in-state undergraduate students. Republican leaders in the House Appropriations Committee agreed and fully funded the program, but Senate budget leaders slashed it in half. Republican Senator Bill Stanley of Franklin County.
That reduction in financial aid is just one piece on the chessboard that'll get moved around, and probably that number will not be the same as you see it today.
Senate Minority Leader Dick Saslaw says the refusal of Senate Republicans to follow the lead of House leaders in expanding Medicaid has created a sort of checkmate. They don't have the $400 million in revenue that would come from the federal government, so they're slashing financial aid for college students and salary increases for teachers and even creating a new tax for all-terrain vehicles.
Well, that's what happens when you don't expand Medicaid, is you got to go looking for money. And if we finish the conference and we don't have that, then I'm going to vote against the whole shebang.
Only one Senate Republican has come out in favor of expanding Medicaid, and the rest of the caucus is in firm opposition. If they don't expand health insurance for people who live in poverty or with disabilities, struggling college students might end up paying the price. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.